The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man looks like... Gabe, I may need a little bit of help understanding the NFC playoff picture as it currently stands.
Okay.
Lions got another win. Vikings got another win. Eagles lost. Rams won, beating the Jets. Just had to throw that in there. Falcons?
Are the leaders of the NFC South.
Oof. Oh, yeah. Buccaneers lost to the Cowboys, so they fall out of first place in the South. So as it stands currently, assume the Green Bay Packers get a win tonight.
Okay.
What does the playoff picture look like for the Green Bay Packers right now?
They would be the sixth seed, and if the regular season would end after a Packers win tonight, they would be traveling on the road to take on the Rams in Los Angeles.
Rams as the...
Three seed,
because the one and two get the byes.
One gets the bye.
They play the Rams. I guess I like that, Matt.
We want Atlanta.
I'd much rather have Atlanta.
Yeah.
Especially
if
that's Michael
Penix.
They
have to move up to the five seed, right?
Correct. They would have to beat the Vikings, and then the Vikings can lose to the Lions, and then the Packers can get the five seed.
But the Lions wouldn't have to play against Minnesota because they would have already wrapped up
the
division.
Correct.
So they're not. Well, I mean, that's 2 weeks. Do you really want to go 2 weeks with letting guys off?
That's something Dan Campbell, I mean, as beat up as that team is, they might need the 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's true. Right? But, I mean, they lose to the Vikings, and Washington wins out, then they got the seven, and they're probably going Minnesota?
Philly.
Oh, because Minnesota would have the bye.
Minnesota would have the bye, and Detroit would become
the
five.
So that's what we don't want.
It sort of feels like there have been a lot of opportunities this season for things outside of Lambeau Field to go the Packers' way, and they have not. Am I right about that? Like, there have been opportunities for things that, you know, would have helped the Packers move up in the seeding, would have made things a little more comfortable, and none of those things have happened.
It's Minnesota. We didn't expect that, right? If Minnesota were what we thought they were going to be,
yeah,
Packers would be the top wild card team, and then they would be going to Atlanta. Damn Vikings.
It's ruining everything.
I know.
But, I mean, again, to Jen's point, I mean, Washington coming from behind yesterday and beating Philadelphia was not good for the Packers because that keeps Washington alive to potentially move up those ranks.
What is the tiebreaker situation between Washington and Green Bay?
Washington has it. And the Packers would not be able... Again, if Washington wins out, the Packers can't catch them.
What does that come down to? Conference opponents?
Conference record. And the Commanders are 7-3, Packers are 5-4.
And again, all because the NFC North has just been a juggernaut this year. Because the only teams the Packers have lost to have been the Lions, the Vikings, and of course the Eagles in the first game of the season.
Three of the best teams in all the NFL are in the same division.
Who do you want, Joshy, your Packers to face in the playoffs first round?
I'm not scared of any other team besides the Eagles and Lions.
Ooh.
I think you can...
That's fair. I think St. Louis scares you a little bit.
We also call them Los Angeles.
I think you can do it right away. Hey, he's getting better. He at least caught himself.
Yes.
He still calls them... He calls the Los Angeles team St. Louis and San Diego. So at least he caught himself this time.
I think you can equivocate between Tampa Bay and you can equivocate between the Rams. But both those teams sort of do the same thing in the same way. If you're going to beat either of those teams, you're going to do it in a similar way. And I don't think either of those teams are that scary.
What's the line on all three of them?
What do you mean?
Packers going to the Rams. What's the line? Packers four?
I'm not sure.
I'll be able to pull it up here. Just, I need some time.
Yeah.
Why? They already have that out?
Well, no, Joshy, I mean, there are Twitter accounts out there. There are accounts that kind of have where teams are ranked in Vegas.
And it'd be like an algorithm.
Yeah.
That you just got to kind of punch
those
teams.
I would say they play the Rams. See how accurate I am. That would be four.
Okay.
Tampa Bay.
And they're on the road for all of these.
Yes. Tampa Bay.
Packers would be favored by about a point on the road to the Rams.
Ooh.
Because they are on a neutral field. The Packers are 5-point favorites against the league average team. And the Rams are about only a point and a half favorite against the league average team.
So then you get the 3 points from
the
field.
Yeah, no, I get it. But that's a little shocking.
But it might honestly be a pick 'em too, because when those things come together, like these lines You can look ahead at the Packers-Vikings line. The Packers-Vikings line should be pretty much a pick 'em, but they moved it a little bit in favor of the Vikings.
And then what's Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay would be even worse. They would be, Packers would be favored by 2 or 3 on the road.
And then Atlanta, 5?
Atlanta would be, yes.
I mean, clearly Atlanta would be the team you would like to play.
Four. Yeah.
Because with the situation with Michael Penix Jr., like if you play the Falcons, that would be his 4th ever game.
And he wasn't great. He wasn't great yesterday.
But he didn't need to be with how bad Kirk Cousins has been.
Yeah.
But yes, I would much rather play the Falcons. If I'm power ranking the actual opponents I would like to see, I would say Falcons 1, Buccaneers 2, Rams 3, Eagles 4. In terms of the ones I want to see.
Sure. How are we judging the Eagles after this past weekend, though? Because, Chewy, again, you've said that what? Harmless? Yeah.
Hurts.
Well, Jake, but what about the defense?
Yeah, they were pretty porous. But I tell you what.
Yeah, I mean, they were due for an oopsie. I mean, they'd won 10 in a row.
Yeah, that's a reset. But Washington's better than you think, man.
They're inconsistent. They're like the Packers. Yes. They're a young team that's inconsistent.
And I think that Jaden Daniels is going to be, he's going to be really good. He's athletic as ever.
You should probably bet on him to win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
I don't think you're getting good odds at this point.
He's talking like he's just discovered Jaden Daniels and the rest of the league.
He did that with Adam Schefter this morning as well. He was like, psst,
he's good.
I got a line on a guy. He's going to blow everybody away. What do you guys think about the NFC champ coming out of the NFC North? If you had the Lions, the Packers, and the Vikings all in the field, you know, theoretically, increases your odds that the team that would represent the NFC in the Super Bowl could be from the North. Chew, do you like that, or would you take the field? NFC North or the field?
NFC North.
That's easy. It's the NFC North, because I think there's only one other team in the NFC. Yeah. So you're taking 3 of the best 4 teams. The odds are just in your favor to take the 3 out of the 4.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think anybody's going, oh, man, look out for the Rams or the Falcons.
Do you guys think Minnesota can win the Super Bowl?
I don't. But
why is that?
I haven't thought that they could win these games.
They have 2 losses.
I thought it was smoke and mirrors.
If they end up with the only way they can is if they, I mean,
they could skip a game.
Yeah, is if they get that number 1 seed. And even then, that's going to be Sam Darnold's first ever playoff game. So if you are a Sam Darnold doubter, you can still lean on the fact that you haven't seen him do it in the playoffs.
I think I will.
I've marked my territory. I ain't leaving.
But if they
can't doubt him in the regular season anymore.
If they don't have to play Philadelphia somehow in the playoffs, yeah, they can do it. They can go to Detroit and beat Detroit.
If they don't have to play the Eagles. So if the Eagles get knocked out.
Yeah.
I don't think they could win the Super Bowl, though. I don't think they're beating the
Chiefs,
Bills or the
Bills,
Chiefs.
The Ravens.
Yeah.
God, it would be very painful, though, guys, if the Vikings were in the Super Bowl this year.
That would be.
It wouldn't be great.
No.
Be a bad look for
I'd just
everyone.
Be the biggest fan ever of that AFC team.
Yeah. Ask Brian D to borrow some Buffalo Bills gear.
You think it's going to be the Bills? Not the Ravens, not the Chiefs?
I think
depends
the Chiefs.
Which Ravens show up.
I'm not picking against the Chiefs until they actually
And
lose.
I think their offense is finally starting to emerge here. Hollywood Brown instantly stepped on the field and made a difference.
Are they locked into the one now?
They're like 90+%, 91%, I believe I looked today.
Yeah, Chiefs just have to win one of their last 2.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And they're the 1 seed.
Son of a buck.
He's good. Turns out. Who knew?
I don't know. I could see him losing.
Yeah. I made like untold amounts of dollars last year just betting on the Chiefs as underdogs. If you want to do it again, be my guest. I'll keep picking the Chiefs.
You'll keep taking the Chiefs and the points.
Right, every time.
Give me Andy Reid and that quarterback and points,
but
please.
I think Joshy brings up a really good point. It does feel like it's anyone's year. It does feel like there are 3 teams in the AFC. There are at least 3 teams in the NFC that could find themselves in the Super Bowl. And then you get to a Super Bowl and, you know, again, I understand what you're saying about, you know, the Chiefs being the Chiefs and having been there, done that. But it sort of feels like that matchup could be any number of teams in the Super Bowl. Again, I will reiterate, if the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl, It feels like it's
when the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl.
It feels like a foregone conclusion that they will win it because that's just what they do. But my point is, it could be Chiefs, Lions, Chiefs, Vikings, Chiefs, Eagles. You know what I mean? And then you go down with all the teams. It could be Bills, Vikings, Bill. Like, what is the matchup that you're most confident in of all of those, Joshy?
It's for sure. I mean, I still think the favorites are the most likely to win. I think it does get interesting now with the Lions, but the Chiefs are going to be there. The thing that's it feels like the Bills single-handedly have kind of made it seem like anybody's got a chance because they beat both what we presume to be two of the best teams, but then they'll also just lose a game to a team they shouldn't. So it feels like
or let the New England Patriots hang around for
bizarre.
An ungodly amount of time.
Yeah, it is extremely balanced right now, and I think there's a five or six top clear teams. And if any of them win, would we really be that shocked if the Vikings ended up in a Super Bowl? No, you can't.
No.
You lost two times. You keep doubting it, and I'm going to doubt them.
I was about to say, are you listening to your own advice? It feels like you're...
Put it this way, I'm playing playoff best ball, and I'm investing in the Vikings just in case I'm wrong. Protecting myself, I can win some money.
Which conference is better from a playoff standpoint? Kansas City, Buffalo... the Ravens.
I will say, I think the NFC is better. I think the NFC is better.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Detroit, Philly,
Minnesota, Green Bay. Like the Rams with Stafford and their head coach and that offense, they can do some damage. Like nobody actually believes, I think, in the Broncos or the Chargers or the Texans or the Steelers. Like there are three teams.
They get weak fast.
Yeah. There are three teams that are there in the AFC and even the Ravens.
Hold on. You believe in Atlanta, Washington...
That's it.
The only two.
Yeah.
I believe in Washington more than I would the Steelers, right? Even the Texans, too?
Probably.
I don't know. Steelers lost two in a row.
Texans walked out of there with a win yesterday, though. I'll tell you what. I'm believing them more.
If who walks out with
the
what?
The Texans had walked out with a win yesterday.
I can't get over sub-100 passing yards against the Packers for the Texans. That'll never clear my mind. Maybe for Stroud's career. That's so bad.
Stroud's going to be a 3-time MVP. And Josh is like, well, guys, 7 years ago, he had a game against the Packers where he threw for under 100.
I saw it with my own two eyes.
It's a very good point. All right, we'll take a break here. I want to get to our grievances when we get back. Football season is back. Excited to be back on campus with Celsius Energy Drink. Travis Hunter, Jalen Milroe, Dylan Gabriel, they all enjoy Celsius to get them through their very demanding schedules. You can explore all 27 refreshing flavors, sparkling or non-carbonated. There is a Celsius for every taste on game day, including my favorite, the peach vibe. Stay active and energized all day long with Celsius by your side. Celsius, live fit.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, this world is geared towards women.
I am stepping away from this. Goodbye.
Like, what do we get? They get a comb that dries your hair. We get a stupid razor. The coolest thing we get? They get the hair dryer.
Control.
On 94.5 ESPN.
To say, put the past away.
Potawatomi Sportsbook is upping its game in a major move for all sports bettors out there. You can now use your Potawatomi Rewards card at most self-service kiosks and at the betting counter. Bet on your favorite sports and earn a reward point along the way or more rewards points. Now that is a winning play. Bet above the rest. Learn more at paysbig.com/sportsbook, paysbig.com/sportsbook. It is Festivus here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy and elsewhere.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
And so it is time for Chewy to air his grievance. Chewy, what do you got?
Okay. I have 5 kids, 30, 28, 24, 22, 20.
Is that your locker combination?
Yes, certainly feels.
There's no 89, so.
My wife works a 60-hour week, so I don't expect her to cook. I don't mind cooking or anything. But 4 of them are home, and then we're all going down to Florida. Am I supposed to cook every damn meal? Am I?
Who do you want to cook?
Someone else. So I think I'm going to delegate. I'll pair everyone up and give them a credit card and say, here.
Whoa, you're giving them the credit card?
You're not even allowed to use the credit card.
I know. Let me tell you another thing, Gabe. Kids never come off scholarship, okay? I don't care how old they are.
Sure.
They are always on, and you'll find out.
Yeah.
They're always on scholarship, which is fine. But I shouldn't have to cook every single meal, correct?
I would think the 30-year-old would offer to, you know, hey, I'll get the ingredients, I'll make dinner tonight.
Yeah, and he does. He's a very good cook.
I was about to say, isn't he a good cook?
It kind of ends there. Yeah, but we wear him out. And then a lot of times that's why we want him around, you know? Because he does, and he's a great cook. That's who if I have a question about cooking, that's who I call. But am I fair in delegating, like, no, tonight you two have it.
I think that sounds incredibly fair.
Especially if you're giving
very
the credit card.
Reasonable.
Yes.
For you to say, now you can't do it this year because you guys are done. You got to do it next year. You got to implement it next year.
Have you ever set this expectation prior?
No. But I'm going to do it for Florida because they're all down there for a week.
You also come up as somebody who enjoys to cook. It gives you something to do.
And complain.
Well,
yes.
I love complaining.
Double whammy.
Yes. Yes.
So it combines, all those things. But you also love going to the grocery store, man.
I do. I'll go with them. How's that?
I was going to say, what the hell are you going
to... Chaperone
Should I tell them what they have to cook
store?
Or should I leave it up to them?
I would leave it up to them.
Oh, except for unless you're leaving the 20-year-old on an island and you want SpaghettiOs for lunch for dinner that night.
But
you
even
know,
so, that's
maybe.
Part of the fun, isn't it? Like that each of them have their own skills and each of them are at a different level of cooking.
Yes.
So you're going to get some high-end meals and you're going to get some, you know, peanut butter and jelly or tomato soup and grilled cheese.
But in the 20s, mid to up... You should be able to cook.
Ooh, that
right?
is a rule.
You should have a go-to meal.
100%.
You should have a go-to meal.
Yeah. If you're out of college, you should have a go-to meal.
Okay.
Wait, do you have a go-to meal?
Borscht and pierogies.
You're the only one who enjoys that.
I would say depends upon the time of year. Because during the summer, I'm using the grill more. Inside, I'm usually going to make some sort of probably different types of chilies right now. Just because those are easy enough to throw in the crock pot, and then you've got leftovers for a week, so you can always lean on leftovers for one night if you need to.
Do you use the grill in the wintertime? It's so inconsistent.
Sparing, yeah. Very sparingly.
Yeah.
Inconsistent or inconvenient?
Both.
Why not both?
But I can never get... I'll overcook the steak. I'll undercook.
Dealing with the temperature outside and inside. Yes. Yeah.
So your grievance this year, this Festivus, is that you are doing all the cooking.
Yes.
Yeah. You know who can identify with that?
You.
Wives. Wives.
Why? Dario doesn't cook at all? He doesn't have a go-to?
I'll make some brats or Italian sausage or a big pot of spaghetti.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Well, but he's got a few there.
I'm
sounds like he's got a couple to go to.
Generally speaking, I think that wives do most of the cooking. I'm not saying universally, but I think that for most households, I think the wives are kind of resigned to doing the cooking. I know when I'm out of town, my kids eat a lot of DoorDash. A lot of takeout.
Yeah.
That can be a go-to, too.
Yeah.
I mean, again, if Chewie's just handing out his credit card to the kids, what's preventing
them
from...
order a pizza.
Just going on the app and getting something local.
What if in your household, maybe even things like frozen pizza get critiqued?
No,
the way
that doesn't.
It.
No, there's got to be some
because that's,
ingredients being put together for the meal.
That's
I
the
expect.
House I live in. I don't cook out of fear of critique and hating it. So it's like, well, I'm not going to do it the way you like it, even if I try my damnedest. All the things you like, it's not going to come out
the way you
want.
I just got a text message from somebody listening. Happens to be driving one of the children to gymnastics practice this morning. And it says, Layla said, Dad makes steak too.
So he's got another one that he has.
Yeah,
there you go. Another one to the
sounds
rotation.
Sounds like an ally there.
She just said, you're a good cook, Daddy. No one said Daddy wasn't a good cook. I was talking about quantity, right? We're talking about the frequency of the cooking. And it was just a observation based on Chewy saying he's making all the meals.
Yeah.
Have you had a go-to?
So
like when
do I have a go-to?
Yeah, when everybody's around, what do you make?
Everyone loves... the steak, some sort of potato, salad, and I make a cream corn from scratch.
Mm.
That's the go-to. That's what everyone wants. If, you know, a birthday or they ask, they say, can we get that?
Question.
Yes.
Cream corn from scratch. Is it Chernobyl corn?
No, this is canned stuff.
It's like...
Yeah.
So do we need to help you set up the schedule? Like, how many days are you in Florida? How many meals are you expecting your kids to come through on?
I would say three. So I'll pair the 30-year-old with the youngest. I don't know if I want Gianna cooking. Speaking of DoorDash.
So you see those bills?
Oh, God. Yeah, 3 a.m.
Oh, I wonder what happened there.
Yeah, no kidding. So I'll pair them up.
She probably just woke up hungry.
I'll cook with Gianna, the youngest.
Okay. This sounds good. You make this chart. You make a list, and then everybody's going to get to enjoy a unique meal by some of the kids in your family.
I think I'm on the kids' side here. If you take away the cooking and the grocery shopping from your day, you're gonna go crazy. What are you going to be doing?
I'll go along with them to watch.
So now it's family time at the Publix down the street?
Should they have to clear the meal with me and Ange?
Well, now it's an approval process.
All right, man.
Look, I'm starting to see why they might not be cooking.
Look, bud, I was on your side for a long time here. So I was here for, but now you're just approving every step, and now you're micromanaging the process.
Yeah, correct.
And I'm with Josh. It's easy to see why maybe the kids haven't volunteered.
You have to relinquish control. If you're going to go this route, you got to let them do their thing.
Okay.
You got to let them make the meals, and you got to go, this is... interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to tell them it's good, but
I'm not really concerned because they're good cooks, you know? It's just, are they cooking what I want?
See, this is the problem. You have so much freedom and so much control, you don't want to give that up.
Right.
So just let it go.
Do you want them to cook or not?
Yes, I do.
Then you have to relinquish control over what they're going to make and how good it will be.
That's not the right question to ask. Do you want them to cook or do you want to complain?
I want to do both.
Gabe, he can still complain after he cooks, okay? And by relinquishing control to, you're going to get to complain, okay? So I feel like we found that winner's circle there for you in your Festivus grievance. 800-990-3776. Get us your Festivus grievances. I still haven't talked about how I got into a fight yesterday at the mall in the parking lot. Major grievance with parking lot etiquette, folks. This time of year, lots of cars, lots of people. Can we follow the rules, please? Thank you, Gabe.
There's still time to go and grab some amazing meats at Bunzel's Meat Market, 90th and Burleigh in Milwaukee. I was just there this weekend. It was fantastic. Look, this is the only place you need to be going for those fantastic meals, I'm sure. If Chewy was in town, this is where he would be sending everybody, because you can impress your family and let the team at Bunzel's make you look good this holiday season. Bunzel's open today until 5:30 p.m., and then still on Christmas Eve, they're giving you a chance. If you need to grab that last second thing, 6 a.m. until noon tomorrow, but they will be closed on Christmas Day. Bunzel's family would like to thank you for your business this year and hope you have a Merry Christmas. Bunzel's Meat Market, 90th and Burleigh, Milwaukee. Highly recommend you stop there. Experience what they have to offer, just like I do. Go to their website at bunzels.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
My father would always say, and there's a rhyme and a reason to it, he said, if you wear your rubbers in the house, you'll go blind. Do the two youngsters on the show here even know what rubbers are? I'm talking ones that go over the shoes.
On 94.5 ESPN.
With the local Milwaukee team, Fifth Third Bank knows what success looks like. They've been serving businesses and individuals in the area for nearly 15 years, including a long-standing commitment to the healthcare industry. From expansion to treasury management, Fifth Third offers a full suite of financial services and solutions across the healthcare spectrum to meet the complex moments you're navigating. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
We have some grievances rolling in as we celebrate Festivus here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and I guess it's about time I get to mine.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
So, look, admittedly, mistakes were made. We went to the mall. Yeah, that's right, the mall. Yesterday. Sunday. Not just Sunday, but the Sunday before Christmas, okay? I admit, that was an error. Shouldn't have done that. But the girls wanted to see Santa. It was very important that they told Santa what they wanted for Christmas. Our 7-year-old was starting to panic a little bit that she had not yet gotten to sit on the big guy's lap and tell him what she wanted, right?
How the heck's he supposed to know?
Yeah, honestly. Close to the deadline here, right? She's tapping on her wrist going, Mom and Dad, really letting this fall through the cracks. So we made sure, got them all dressed up, and went to the mall yesterday to get their picture with Santa, annual holiday tradition. I sent Dario inside to get a spot in line. And I had the girls in the car with me. And I understand. I've got the patience meter already set at, this is going to take a while. We're going to be going up and down and back and forth looking for a spot. But finally, there were three gentlemen who were leaving the mall, and I did the stalking thing, right? They're walking, they're walking, they're walking. I'm following, following, following. And they get to, I want you to picture Mayfair Mall, everybody. I want you to picture where the Crate and Barrel is there on the front side of Mayfair Mall, okay? I'm in the lane immediately to the left of the Crate and Barrel. Mall is behind me, okay? So I'm driving away from the mall. Crate and Barrel is on my right. I am in that lane right there, driving, driving, driving. The gentlemen finally get to their vehicle. It is the second to last vehicle in the lane on the left. No problem. The old turn signal goes on. The two or three cars that are behind me in line understand because it is the holidays and it is a jam-packed parking lot at a mall. Turn my turn signal on. They back out of their spot in an efficient manner. That's the other thing, right? You can't sit in your car and scroll through your phone or look at your coupons or whatever. Back out in an efficient manner. Pull towards me. I go to turn in. Car coming from the other side. Whoop, zips in. Now I'm hot. Now I'm heated. Now I'm ticked. All right? Put the old car in park. I jump out of my car. I go over there and I go.
Wait. You're now blocking traffic?
I'm just where I was before.
Exactly. But there's cars behind
blocking
you.
Blocking traffic.
But yeah. I was about to pull into the parking spot. I got a few seconds here that I would have been pulling into the parking spot. Hey, this is my spot. You pulled into my spot. And the woman does not roll down the window. She goes, don't you tap on my window. Don't you tap on my window. Oh, don't you take my parking spot. I was waiting patiently, following the rules, the social mores, the understanding of how a parking lot works, particularly on a busy day like the Sunday before Christmas. I was doing the right thing. You came from the other side and zipped into the spot that I was waiting patiently for. So that woman does not get out of the car. The woman in the passenger seat gets out of the car, and now she wants some. Well, guess what? I'll give it. So I am there, eyeball to eyeball, yelling at this woman about the rules of the parking lot and how I've got two kids in the back. We're going to see Santa. I was waiting patiently for that spot. I had my turn signal on. These are all of the things you are supposed to do to claim your stake on a parking spot.
But if
and
they were,
she didn't care.
If they were at the end, I mean, they were coming from the right? You had to turn left?
Wasn't
so,
waiting. That's the thing.
But if they didn't see you because
but
that car pulled
we
out.
Had the we had the moment of I'm sitting there with the turn signal on. She's sitting there because the car just backed out of the spot. They saw me and did the quick acceleration into the spot. Not like the methodical, like, oh, there's a spot. What luck. Let me just pull in. It was the accelerate in because you know you're breaking all the rules. So back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The woman was very attached to the fact that I had knocked on their window, right? Yeah. She was like, don't you touch my car. I'm like, then get out of my spot. Get out of the spot. You were wrong here. Everybody knows, and the people behind me, by the way, had my back, okay? The lady rolls down her window and she goes, she was waiting for that spot. She had her turn signal on. That's what you're supposed to do when you're claiming a spot that is being vacated. Finally, after a very... very exhaustive, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I did not curse. I was just shouting. I was very adamant about my position and my point. She says, well, I'm sorry. And I said, fine, Merry Christmas. Got back in the car. I just wanted the apology, Gabe. I just wanted the apology.
It seemed like you wanted the spot. It seems like you wanted the spot. That's
true.
Not
100%.
Let's not pretend
the spot.
That the only thing you
wanted
was the apology.
I wanted the spot. And then she apologized, and I was like, okay, we're moving on now. But my grievance is, guys, there are certain rules, just understandings of how you navigate a busy parking lot, right, Chu?
Yes, but I'll admit, when I got the text, I wasn't surprised. I knew we were just waiting for something like this.
There was something.
Now, if you told a story, I'd be like, holy cow, Gabe. Even Joshy's like, I'll just drive around again. Me, maybe a little bit, but you, not surprised at all.
I might flip a bird, yell something out the window, but I'm probably
honk
moving
the horn.
On. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you, how's a good way to phrase this? Lack self-preservation. Because
what do you
with
mean?
Your children in the car, you threw it in park. What if that person came out ready to fist fight? Are you then now engaging in a fist fight?
Thank you, Chu.
It's going down.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Because
thank you.
I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think it would have been good for you if this morning local Jen Latta, college game day and ESPN Milwaukee, got into a fist fight and was arrested. I don't know if that works for
so
you.
So I knew that I would not escalate it to that level.
Right,
I am smart enough.
Okay, hold on.
Yes.
You don't escalate it to that level, but sometimes people bring the pain when you don't want the pain. So then what?
Can I just say this? Italians and Sicilians are different. The women. Okay. Because Angie's been in physical fist fights. And you have too, I think you told us.
Stop.
One time.
Allegedly.
Yes.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
So it's almost to be expected.
You're just waiting for that.
We can't just live like. Well, they're Sicilian, therefore.
I'm telling you.
I mean, it seems like Chewy's kind of accepted it at this point.
Yes. Like, I expect this at least once a week. Wait, there's always a.
Once a
there
week?
Was this week.
Once a week.
What do you mean, once a week?
The
What's
eye
your
doctor.
Blood pressure in that house?
Shouldn't the eye doctor be a simple experience?
I'll tell you what, man. I have had the same eye doctor for over a decade.
Should be a seamless.
I'm in and out in 15 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Camera one, camera two. Yeah. One, two. One, three. Two, three.
I was just
two,
there like
four.
A month ago. It was quite pleasant.
Yeah. I mean, maybe every once in a while they shoot that poof air in your eye just to, you know, do that test, and it's about as uncomfortable as you get. What do you mean? What happened at the eye doctor?
She got tossed out without her prescription.
Asked to leave.
She was asked to leave?
What?
But the eye doctor did call her to apologize and give her the, I mean, who, how does this happen at an eye doctor?
Wow. The eye doctor called to apologize?
Yeah.
Tough times. Can't lose that customer, huh?
No.
What occurred?
Well, when you call corporate and complain, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Apologies in order. And I don't want to say she's in the right, but the level it goes to, I'm like.
Jen, what were your children's reaction? Like, were they scared?
No, not at all.
Okay.
They were not
scared.
They're
used to it, right?
I will say this. The 7-year-old was very observant. She said, Mommy, that lady is not on Santa's nice list. Which I thought was very good, Layla, taking the situations and putting them together and creating a nice narrative there. I just want to, again, talk about the parking lot etiquette. We all know what it is, right? Like, you know when it's your spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know when someone else has been waiting for a spot. And she said to me, she's like, everybody's looking for spots. I go, that's exactly why what you did is such bull. Because we're all looking for spots. We all subscribe to like the rules, the unwritten rules of the parking
civilization.
Lot. Yes. We live in a society, as they say. That's why she was like, everybody's looking for spots. Yeah. But we're all trying to do it in a civilized manner. And you just threw that out the window by zipping into a spot that you knew it was very obvious and clear to all present that I had that was my spot. Right. And so she told her daughter to stay in the car. I did see that as we were leaving. She's like, don't get out of the car. Stay in the car. The woman who was driving. So, I mean, it was an unfortunate situation. I did say this, though, guys. Very, very, very lucky that I had sent my husband inside to get that spot in line. Because if he were there and this went
down, wouldn't
have
been good.
Somebody's going to jail. Somebody is spending the night in the car.
When you told him that he wanted to go look for him?
Oh, a million percent.
Yeah.
A million percent. What do they look like? What is the car? Where is it parked? Let me add him.
Did any part of you feel, even though you were in the right, and I agree you were in the right, feel any regret? Because I'm envisioning you in like a puff of smoke being there and pounding on the window and going, maybe I shouldn't have pounded on the window.
Well, but it wasn't like a pound, like a. It was like a, you know, a couple of knuckles. A couple of knuckles.
The old two-knuckle knock.
Okay, exactly. Yeah. A couple of two knuckles. I wasn't trying to break the glass.
Oh, yeah, you were.
If it would have happened, it would have been the worst thing to happen of the day.
I got a lot of folks weighing in saying I am lucky that there was not a weapon involved in this altercation.
Uh-huh,
Latta is lucky to have not gotten shot. The ER is filled with these types of situations. Yes, that's what Jack is saying. Again, I don't know how else to address it, to handle it. I mean, I guess just move along, right? Oops, guess that one wasn't for me. What is meant for me will not miss me and whatnot. But ooh, I got hot real fast. Real fired up. So anyway, respect the parking lot laws, gang. That's all we're asking this morning, right, Gabe?
Plenty of parking available at X-Golf and American Family Field. Don't have to worry about situations like this. Huge lot, especially during the off-season. And X-Golf and American Family Field is open all year round. Overlooking left field inside the ballpark, it is an amazing space, unlike anything you have ever seen. If you haven't been in there, can't recommend getting in there enough. Even if you're somebody who's not a big golfer, maybe you're somebody looking to get better at golf, you can certainly use the state-of-the-art simulators, maybe take a lesson from their PGA pro, Andy Barrett. But this thing is an amazing spot for events. If you're looking for that next corporate event, X-Golf and American Family Field should be it. With the great menu they have available, full bar that they have available, you will not regret it. So find out more. Book that next sim. Find out more about hosting events at xgolfamfamfield.com.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You called them a white stiff
someone else.
Earlier.
From one white stiff to another. I'm pretty well versed in the realm of stiffs.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Guys, I'm telling you, if you're making plans to propose to that special someone in your life, Jewelry Center, only place to go to get that engagement ring. They're the best place to shop for diamond engagement rings in Milwaukee for a reason. It's exactly what I did because, of course, I wasn't going to trust anyone but Dean and the team that they have at the Jewelry Center with something as big as this. Maybe she's got a Pinterest board. Grab some of those ideas. The helpful team at the Jewelry Center always going to point you in the right direction, whether you're looking for naturally mined diamonds, lab-grown diamonds, whatever you're in the market for when it comes to an engagement ring, the Jewelry Center has it. Today's the last day. Today is the last day for $2,000 shopping spree at the Jewelry Center. All you have to do is go to ESPNWisconsinContests.com. That's right, $2,000 to the Jewelry Center could be yours just by going to ESPNWisconsinContests.com or stop in at the Jewelry Center, Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington. Shop online, shoptjc.com.
Celebrating Festivus today on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and it is time for Joshy to air his grievance.
I got a lot
grievance.
Of problems with you people.
So yesterday, went to the bar. Got a friend in town from Montana. Me and another one of my friends, we've been friends since grade school. We went to the bar, watched some NFL games, enjoy some wings.
Wait.
Yes, we went to Points East, and no, I didn't text you to invite you, Gabe.
So we got another grievance to add to the list.
It's a double grievance party here. So everyone's watching the NFL. Red Zone's on, and then we got every other game that you can watch in the Milwaukee area also on the screens. As we're sitting there, there is, seems to be out of nowhere, an obnoxious explosion of clapping happening at a fairly rapid pace. Come to find out that the people at the bar had asked the wonderful people at the bar to turn on a TV to the NCAA Women's Volleyball Championship game. The people we were with there were Louisville fans. And when I say every single point of a volleyball match was clapped for, every single point.
Ooh, that's the every play is a point.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. So if you're winning, that's 21 times per game. It got to the point where other people in the building started mockingly clapping for the opposing team as they, well, and then come to find out that Louisville did end up losing, and then pretty much the bar turned against them. Clapping for watching something on TV to me is just so insane. Wait, you clap loud enough, they're going to hear you? Who are you clapping for? Nobody wants to hear you clap. I'm watching the damn Bears and Lions, and you're clapping about volleyball. And it's so loud, and it also comes with a, yeah, great defense.
Were they doing it on purpose, or were they true fans?
I mean, I'm sure one of them had, like, a Donovan Mitchell Louisville jersey on or something. Like, I'm sure they were fans. I'm sure they, like, went there. But you also have to understand where you are. You're in Milwaukee.
You're not at a volleyball bar in Milwaukee.
Right. There's people watching the NFL, and you are clapping, not kidding, nearly every minute.
So were they doing it for spite?
No,
like
they just
we hate
watching
football.
The volleyball
we're
game.
Gonna be me. We're you know we're just gonna make a lot of noise.
I think
over
they
here.
Were just douchebags. If I were to be
okay.
honest, I think that's just who they were. I was going so far as if I ran that bar, I would go up and be like, "Hey, tone it down."
Wait, really?
It was that bad.
It was.
Were they spending a lot of money?
I don't know.
I was gonna say because that's not gonna.
It
happen.
It was incessant though. Volleyball, they do rally scoring, so every single time.
Every single play.
Every single
somebody scoring a point.
Yes. So if your team wins, that's minimum 63 claps. That's just not how you watch sports.
Katie
that's
is
not
weighing
how you
in saying
public.
Volleyball at that level is actually 25
yeah.
points. It was also the national championship,
well,
as you mentioned. Penn State
yeah.
did end up winning.
Crazy.
And you're saying every time they scored a point.
Yes.
But only Louisville.
Yes.
Okay.
But they also did, if there was like a good,
like
and
a
they
good
would
dig.
Like a good dig, they would start clapping. So they could lose the point, but if it was impressive enough on defense, they would also clap. And it also came with a yeah. Like, they can't hear you. Who are you clapping
I agree,
for?
So
your
I
issue
agree.
Is the shared space of the bar and them being. Now, let me ask you this. If the Packers were playing, would you have been allowed to be quote unquote obnoxious in your cheering for the Packers?
I can give you more width there. Everybody, it's a collective experience. Everybody's there pretty much watching the Packers. It's few and far between where there's other fans of teams maybe watching something else. But also, football is like less conducive to consistent clapping. The nature of volleyball makes
yeah,
it...
Yeah, 2 yard game.
Right.
Well, that's the thing. That's what it would be like.
Those,
it would
yeah.
be like every single
yeah.
play clapping for any game.
But I still think clapping for something you're watching on TV is kind of odd, but you get caught up in the moment. You got your friends there. Everybody's drinking. Like, I can forgive it. Like, a touchdown. Yeah, okay, you're excited. But a 0.7 of a five-game match? Like, who cares? What are you doing?
Ron in the key is asking, does Josh cheer every time your basketball team scores? Again, Josh hates people having fun.
No, I don't. Do you? You go to the bar and watch the Bucks play and cheer for every damn point? You're going to cheer for all 137 points against the Detroit Pistons? Against the Washington? What the hell are you doing? Be normal. Shut up!
I think.
Well, the good news is, Joshy, there will be no more volleyball since it was the national
yeah.
championship.
I became a Penn
nice
State
reprieve.
Fan last yesterday.
Well, they won, so that works out well for you.
I root for winners, not losers, like Louisville.
I mean, let's get rid of clapping. We've gotten rid of the handshake.
Have we?
Yeah.
I still shake hands
yesterday.
The church I go to in Florida, there's no shaking hands.
In Florida they got rid of it?
Yeah.
Of all places?
Yes.
Wait, what do you do instead?
Give him a point or peace. No, I am serious.
Oh, you're saying
because me and Matt
the peace,
no,
because the peace yes. Yeah.
You're just and pointing we went, at people now.
We
hey.
Went to stick our hands out, and they're like, what are you doing? That's weird.
Hey,
I think we should outlaw clapping unless you're
Josh,
at the game.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Gabe, peace. Happy Festivus.
Peace out.
That's a fine in the NFL now.
What,
the points?
Out?
Yeah.
Oh, because it looks like a gun?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Also, like, got to be careful with the direction in which you gritty. That could be a 15-yard
yes.
penalty.
What's the gritty? We'll get to it.
No, you won't.
The grits?
Eaters. Cigarettes.
What? I'm lost.
Yeah.
Happy Festivus, everybody. Merry Christmas, everybody. Enjoy your day. Wildy and Tausch is next on ESPN Milwaukee.